This is 88.9 FM and HD1. We are online as well at wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Well, here we are in what is traditionally the busy part of hurricane season.
Storm Dolly formed pretty quickly when this wave moved out over the warm waters of the southwestern Gulf. This system is expected to...
We're able to keep an eye on any threats this hurricane season through our daily updates from Florida Public Radio meteorologist Jeff Huffman. And though we've had a few storms and systems, including Tropical Storm Arthur, which passed to the east of us, so far, so good. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't get ready.
It's not a question of if the next one will hit, but when it will hit.
That's Florida Power and Light spokesman Dave McDermott. The company's getting ready for when that day does come in a big way.
Bottom line is that this system, following completion of this project, will withstand wind gusts of up to 145 miles an hour. Total cost of this project is about $2.4 million.
This project requires an 11-mile replacement of 240 poles leading to Port St. Lucie's wastewater treatment plant. There's a huge crane, bright yellow, the kind you'd see on a highway working on a bridge. On the ground is a new utility pole just waiting to be installed. At first glance, the huge crane with its support legs extended into the grass seems like a bit of overkill for just a utility pole. But McDermott says, in this case, that's not so.
Now, the pole that we're installing here today measures 55 feet in length and weighs more than 8,000 pounds. This is designed to withstand wind gusts of 145 miles an hour or more.
Or more. We certainly hope Mother Nature never puts those numbers to the test. Hurricane Francis came ashore with 105 mile per hour winds, followed a few weeks later by Jean with 120 mile per hour winds. But hey, that was 10 years ago. Why so long to get to this project?
This work has been going on for 10 years. To date, we have, throughout the 35 counties that the FPL serves, we have strengthened nearly 500 of these main power lines. Here in the area, we have strengthened 13 of these main power lines over the years. So it is an ongoing work. It did have a start date back in 2006 following the last major storms, but there's no end in sight. We are continuing this work year round, year in, year out.
Those who remember those long, hot weeks without power, sometimes without coffee, and the need to throw away full refrigerators of food really like the idea of making this period of torture shorter. But Tom Daly, St. Lucie County's Emergency Management Coordinator, says there's a more practical reason to celebrate getting the power on sooner.
Because if you don't have electricity, it's difficult to dry out your house. So it's hard to mitigate the water damages inside. So if you have like mold inside the walls or whatever, and you don't have any air conditioning or can't turn on fans to mitigate it and dry out your house, it tends to make the situation worse.
Thankfully, right now, this is all just a precaution, getting ready for a future storm. Don't forget to join us each weekday morning during hurricane season on 88.9 FM at 7 a.m. for the Tropical Update from the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. They're also posted to our website, wqcs.org, and we tweet them. We're at WQCS News. Our website also has links to storm preparation information. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.